WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
It is the nightmare come true of every novelist who writes autobiographically. They will kill me if I muck with the family myths. In Salman Rushdie's case, the family claiming defamation is the body of Muslim believers. Rushdie doesn't consider the satanic verses blasphemous. In a statement published in the March 2nd New York Review of Books, he presents a brief history of Islamic views of Muhammad. He says that the prophet, unlike Jesus, isn't divine and therefore might reasonably be subject to a plethora of human emotions. That some believers are offended by this view isn't disputable. The question is, what is the just way to protest offensive writing? It isn't just to threaten the life of a writer or to burn books or threaten publishers and booksellers. Those are intolerable breaches of free speech. You'd think that all citizens in countries that call themselves democracies would be outraged by the price put on Rushdie's head, but it hasn't been the case. Before February 22nd, when writers in New York and other cities militantly defended Rushdie, publishers and government institutions were waffling and apologizing to beat the band. Rushdie's French and German publishers put a hold on publications. Revenue Canada, a government customs and taxation agency, placed a temporary ban on imports of the novel. Several bookstore chains here stopped selling satanic verses. They could have offered fearful workers time off. These chains have since resumed selling the book, but as recently as a few days ago, Viking Penguin, Rushdie's British publisher, said that if the execution order were revoked, the company would consider suspending publication of the paperback version. The Soviet Union, currently courting diplomatic relations with Iran, hasn't made a peep of protest, nor have Soviet writing organizations. How to explain this tolerance of Khomeini's tactics when his taking of hostages and other acts of terrorism are reviled? An American president, Carter, lost an election because he wasn't deemed sufficiently tough in facing down the Ayatollah. The pitiful truth is that many people here and abroad aren't dismayed by Khomeini's assault on secularism and free speech. In the weeks following the death order, the offended coterie has expanded to include other religious conservatives. Suddenly, cultural imperialists are making common cause with the Third World. Cardinal O'Connor has advised Christians to shun the satanic verses. It wouldn't be surprising if George Bush were brushing up on the Koran. Our Bush, who has condemned terrorism but has made no brief for free speech. Rushdie's novel shows that divided impulses, not received laws, motivate human beings. Irony and ambivalence are his crimes against orthodoxy, which always boils down to the conviction that God ordains the privileged to rule the weak. Just when you thought art, having for so long cross-dressed as consumer merchandise, had no teeth to bite anyone, a book comes along that's considered dangerous for the right reasons. This point will, hopefully, not be underlined with Rushdie's death.